Downtown, you're giving away, but you never came back. No phone to take your place, you know what I mean. We had the same intrigue, you thought it came.
Listeners, the president of Tufts University.
This is Tony Monaco, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
You are now going to sing. Okay. This is from the Sheen Heart Attack album.
This is from the
Sheen Heart Attack album.
It goes like.
Hello. Testing, one, two. Why do we say that? Like, why is that the thing that we say for whenever we want to test a mic? I don't know the answer, and there's no one else here. So, man, I should invite some people. I should invite people to the show so that I can have someone to talk to, and so that I'm not just asking questions. Just never sniff into the mic, Timmy. So that I'm not just asking questions and talking to myself. But I'm technically not talking to myself. I'm talking to a bunch of listeners, all 80,000 of you guys. Anyways. Welcome, everyone, to WMFO. What was the name of the show? What did we decide on last time? This is DJ Tems, aka Tammy, and right. This is the you're listening to the Afrocarpus show. Previously known as Lalua Makana Show. And I just got into the studio. Sorry you had to listen to things that weren't my voice or anything that I wanted. I just got into the studio, so I think I'm gonna play a song that you may or may not know, just so I can get, like, you know, settled in. Just let me settle in first, okay? I'll warm you up with some good old Beyonce. That's Beyonce for you plebs that don't know her other names, her other aliases. I'm not from America, so I don't really know some words, and that's my excuse all the time. That's my excuse. Okay, so we're just gonna play one song, and then I'll, like, get into the flow of things. This is gonna be Hold Up by Beyonce. Okay, you're gonna love it because it's a great song off her new album, the new one that I don't know the name of the new album, but it's the new one. Okay, all right, check it. Oh, right, gotta play this first and maybe turn this off or maybe leave it on. Oh, Tim, you're in shambles. Hold on. All right. Let's see. How do I play this? Is it plugged in? Hold on a second. I just gotta turn on the media. let's try again. Oh, no. Wait. No, not that either. All right. Experiencing some technical difficulties. So, wait a minute. I really don't know why this isn't. Oh, hold on a second. I may have just figured it out. Okay. Give me a second here. Let's see if this is it. Nope. That's not it either. Perfect. All right. Nope, that's definitely not it. I'll just search online on the old desktop, on the old web browser. How are you guys doing, by the way? Good. I'm doing great. Never been better. Yes, hold up, Beyonce. Yeah, I should really work on my radio persona and etiquette. I think it's pretty bad right now, but I'm getting better, okay? I'm getting better. Now, fingers crossed, this is Hold Up by Beyonce. Check it. Wait, this does not sound like it. I don't know if this is it. No, this is definitely not it. Ugh. You guys, nothing's working. But yeah, I mean, this is probably going to be my second to last radio show. So isn't that great that everything's working out so well for me? I'm a senior. I'm graduating. So I definitely won't do this kind of radio show again. I mean, I won't do one on WMFO is what I mean. But I am thinking about, I mean, I'm actually not actually thinking about it, but I'd love to continue to do this. All right, check it. This is gonna work this time. I know it. You guys love her. You know her. This is WMFO, Afrocarpus Show, previously known as Lalua Mc. You know the stuff. DJ Temi, holding it up with Hold Up right now. Here you go. thank God.
They don't love you like I love you. Slow down, they don't love you like I love you. Back up, they don't love you like I love you. Step down, they don't love you like I love you. Can't you see there's no other man above you? What a wicked way to treat the girl that loves you. Oh love, they don't love you like I love you. Oh down, they don't love you like I love you. Something don't feel right, because it ain't right. Especially coming up after midnight. I smell your secrets, and I'm not too perfect to ever feel this worthless. How did it come down to this? Scrolling through your call list. I don't wanna lose my pride, but I'ma fuck me up a bitch. Know that I kept it sexy, and know I kept it fun. There's something that I'm missing, maybe my head for one. What's worst, looking jealous or crazy? Jealous or crazy? Or like being walked all over lately, walked all over lately. I'd rather be crazy. Hold up, they don't love you like I love you. Slow down, they don't love you like I love you. Back up, they don't love you like I love you. Step down, they don't love you like I love you. Can't you see there's no other man above you? What a wicked way to treat the girl that loves you. Hold up, they don't love you like I love you. Slow down, they don't love you like I love you. Let's imagine for a moment that you never made a name for yourself, a master wealth. They had you labeled as a king. Never made it out the cage, still out there moving in them streets. Never had the baddest woman in the game up in your sheets. Would they be down to ride now? They used to hide from you, lie to you. But y'all know we were made for each other. So I find you and hold you down. Missing, say, hold up, they don't love you like I love you. Slow down, they don't love you like I love you. Back up, they don't love you like I love you. Step down, they don't love you like I love you. Can't you see there's no other man above you? What a wicked way to treat the girl that loves you. Hold up, they don't love you like I love you. Slow down, they don't love you like I love you. It's such a shame you let this good love go to waste. I always keep the top tier, 5-star, sexy loving in the car. Like make that wood, holly like a boulevard. What's worse, looking jealous or crazy, jealous and crazy? Or like being walked all over lately, walked all over lately. I'd rather be crazy. Hold up, they don't love you like I love you. Slow down, they don't love you like I love you. Back up, they don't love you like I love you. Step down, they don't love you like I love you. Can't you see there's no other man above you? What a wicked way to treat the girl that loves you. Oh love, they don't love you like I love you. Oh down, they don't love you like I love you. Get my swag on. I look in the mirror, say what's up. What's up, what's up, what's up? I hop up out my bed and get my swag on. I look in the mirror, say what's up. What's up, what's up, what's up?
Okay. Glad that worked out. Finally. Wow. I don't know why I had so much trouble with that. And I wish I didn't. I wish it just worked out. Didn't really get enough time to figure it out, by the way. That was actually a short song. That was a short song, shorter than I thought it would be. And I didn't really get anything that I wanted to get done, finished with. That's okay. These things happen. You know, I've learned a lot. I've learned a lot here at Tufts University. I'm a senior. I'm graduating. And I'd say I've learned a lot of lessons. You know, first one being, sometimes your music won't play. You know, sometimes things won't work out. And you'll just fumble around on your radio show. and you'll seem very, very unprofessional. Isn't that right, President Obama? How was your first radio show? Yes, tell me. I can confirm that it was not that great. However, that's the beauty of the radio show, especially WMFO. You can learn, and I'm going to be clear, you cannot make the same mistakes too often, okay? You must learn to move on and to never make the same mistakes again, okay? Thanks, Obama. I appreciate your efforts and your advice. All right, now get out. I actually planned something this time, and I can't have you like cramping my style. All right, bub. All right, Barack. You got me. You understand what I'm saying? Picking up where I'm laying down, Mr. President. Yes, I suppose I am. However, maybe we can do lunch or grab a drink sometime, Timmy. Yeah, sure. Sure. If I have time in my schedule, I'm sure we can grab a drink. All right. Just get out. All right. I got to do this right now. Okay. Okay. It's one more message for the people, my fellow Americans, and everyone else. Stay true to you. Okay, Obama. That's enough. Get out. Sorry about that, you guys. President Obama likes to crash the show all the time. I really don't know how he finds the time to fly down or up. My geography teacher never cared about me. I'll tell you what. For a long time, I thought New York was above us. Anyways, I just made myself sound really stupid. Great. Anyways, yeah. Obama, great guy. Always love him on the show. But today I planned out some stuff. In the last shows, I'm like, yo, I gotta plan some stuff out, you know? I gotta do this. But I never did. So here I am. I brought my notebook. But I left it, it seems, in the lounge of the radio show. So I think the first portion of my thing was just talking about lessons that I learned. I already said the first one about music getting all messed up. The second thing is it's good to know yourself as you interact with other people, you know, because if you don't know yourself, how can you even begin to desire to know other people? For a long time, I didn't really know myself. I didn't know what I wanted, and I still don't. And that's why most of my interactions with people aren't that substantial. Moving on. Lesson number two. Your interactions with people will be better in the long run and in the short run and in the marathon and in just the jog when you put yourselves in their shoes, like, immediately and before every word you speak. You know, if you're like not great with talking with people and you think you say a lot of dumb stuff or offensive stuff or some things that people may not really like, and that's not really welcomed in our society nowadays, just think about how you'd want to be approached, how you'd want to be talked to, and that may really help you, you know, in how you interact with anyone at all. Sorry, I have heartburn, so excuse me. I had Oasis. Lesson number three. Switch your meal plan to just Jumbo Cash if you're on that stuff, and just get Oasis for the rest of your life in college. Just especially for the freshmen, sophomores actually. Freshmen do not have this option. Suck it. But yeah, everyone else, even right now, just right now, get on your laptops. I know there's only one more week of school left. Get on your laptops, switch the rest of your meal plan into Jumbo Cash, and spend that stuff on Oasis. Oasis is bae. It is before anything else, okay? Mini brazucas. Don't even get me started. All right, that's lesson number, was it three? Is it three or four? I don't know. Yeah. Those are the three or four main lessons, pretty much. And I think in order to get to like the meat of everything else, I'm gonna need to take a break myself and just like play some good music. Let's see. I've been listening to a lot of music lately. Recently, a friend asked me. A friend just messaged me telling me I was on lesson four. Thank you, Boris. Shout out to Boris. Great guy. Anyways, let's see. Oh, yeah. A friend of mine recently asked me, like, yo, Tammy, how are you so talented? And I flipped my hair as Beyonce does. And style. What are you talking about, Boris? Sorry, I'm on the phone while talking to you guys, multitasking, while also showing you that my attention is divided, or telling you. I can't really show you. It's a radio show. radio show. Show. Anyways. Yeah, she was like, why are you so good at comedy and dancing? And I think I'm just really good at copying people's styles and stuff, especially for dancing, and a little bit more for like making people laugh. If I find someone funny, and thank you, Boris. Boris just messaged me telling me he wants to have my babies. Thank you, Boris. That's a great honor for you. And yeah, I think I'm just really good at copying people's styles. That's it. I don't know if I'm original or not. That's a real issue that I still deal with, but that's okay. Anyways, what a bummer, this guy. I think what I'm going to do, I'm going to play this song, Gold, by Kiara. I've been listening to it a lot, and I really like it. So now it's gonna be shot right into your ears. It's gonna be streamed into your ear holes, just like silk into a crack in the wall or something. Man, did I mention I'm also a poet? Because I am. All right, this is DJ Tems, aka Tammy. AKA DJ Afrocarpus. Or is that my, whatever, never mind.
Let me love, boy. Oh, I just know. Rufus, boy. Let me love, that I've been.
hello, hello. That was Kiara Gold. Gold by Kiara. This is WMFO in Medford. You are listening to DJ Temmy, a.k.a. DJ Afrocarpus, a.k.a. I don't have a title for my show. You know, and it's second to last show. I really need a title. So if you guys could help me out, I'll give you some things to work with, all right? I'm a dancer, do stand-up, black. You can really just work with the last thing. I really don't care. I wear glasses, which is interesting. I have astigmatism in both eyes. These are just facts about me. I don't really know how you're going to warp them to make a title, a working title for this show. But that's not my job. So, good luck. And I need titles. I need titles for the show before the end of the year. So if you guys could help me out with that, that'd be swiggity swiggity swell. Thank you. So I grabbed my thing, my notebook while the song was playing, multitasking as I do, and turns out I had two more lessons that I learned in college. The fourth, I guess now, I had four more. Okay, the next one was, I'm not a morning person, and probably most people aren't, and that's the end of that lesson. It's really boring. I don't know why I even mentioned that one. The next one is, I've learned that people will do almost anything and go to almost anything if you mention food. You could say that you were given a 2-hour presentation on the way coins sound as they drop on various different platforms and how that may or may not affect the way we think. And that's like a 2-hour presentation. But at the end of that statement, you say, oh, there will also be unlimited pizza. Boom. That's how you get them. That's how you ring them in. All right. That's what I learned. Another lesson I learned is that the shwams of life can and will pile up. Okay. They can and they will. Temmy, Temmy, you'll say, what are shwams? Would you just make that word up? And I'll say to you, don't ask so many questions, all right? All right? First of all, a shwam-shwam, all right? A shwam-shwam, if you will, is how I describe the lint of life. The lint of life, okay? And this means just like anything small, anything insignificant that can pile up. You know, it can or cannot pile up. Sometimes it may bother someone, and sometimes it may not bother someone else. There was a better way to say that sentence, but we're just going to ignore that. And I've learned in college that the lengths of life, the small things, can really pile up and add to the big stresses in a way that can like break you down. I remember once I just I stubbed my toe while I was also stressing about failing a class or something related. Probably failing a class. And I was walking up into one of my classes. I just felt like sitting down on the staircase before I even walked into the building. I was just like broken down. I was like, no, I really don't want to keep walking. But I kept walking. Because I had to get to class, and that class counted for attendance. So, and the final lesson I learned is that, excuse me, I'm sick, so I'm going to cough very soon. I can feel it rising, but I don't have to cough yet. But when I do cough, I just want to let you know that I excused myself earlier, so you can't be like disgusted when it happens. But anyways, The 25th and final lesson is that the state of your room is likely reflective of the state of your life in one or more ways. All right. Mine always looked like a tornado wrecked a war zone, which I guess represents like my life and how it's always been in shambles in one way or another, like my mind and just not knowing. But I always slept well, you know, like the room, I just trudge right through that stuff. It wouldn't bother me. And I just go to sleep. I mean, it bothered me a little bit, but I just go to sleep and I wake up normally, usually. So I guess that represents how I'm just kind of okay with how in shambles my life is most of the time and how squanked my mind is too. But Tammy, did you just do it again? Did you just make up a word? Yes, all right. I already said quit asking so many questions, okay? But yeah, squanked. It's when things are just really, really messed up, all right? Now you can use that word in your daily lives. You're welcome. You're welcome. I'm going to take a break here to do a PSA. PSA. Where is the PSA binder? Found it. I found it. It was right there. Yeah, I know you guys can't see. All right, not my problem, not my issue. What do we want? Oh, I just did that in the mic. What do we? I warned you. All right, like, I'm not even ashamed of how gross that cough sounded. Oh, here we go. No, I don't want to. No. Oh, no. It's kind of hard finding a PSA you want to say, especially since it's the second to last episode of the Lulua Makana show or something. Let's see. This is not easy. I'm eating up time. Oh, a heart attack PSA. Nah. Oh. No. No. Okay. Let's talk about blackout emergency preparedness. If the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet, shut down, would you freak out? How long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready to eat food to last 3 days? How about a week? Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption? Oh man, I can't read. Let me start that paragraph again. Just clear my tonsils. Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergencies can happen at any time, so be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous. And the worst possible outcome to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. That's really how they're going to end the entire PSA? That's how they ended? Okay, that was a public service message from ready.gov and WMFO in Medford. Tufts Educational Radio. You guys just got educated. I hope you remembered all that I said. That was 3-4 paragraphs, and I bet you didn't. So be careful. Now, I think I'm going to play a song requested by my friend Boris, you know, the one that wants my babies. Oh, thank you, Boris. I am a modern Shakespeare. The song is called "Hit 'Em Up." Is it "Hit 'Em Up" style, Boris? I'm just gonna go ahead and search that in the old YouTube search engine. Yeah, hit 'Em Up style. Found it. Word. Okay. This is "Hit 'Em Up" style by Blue Cantrell. Yeah. Check it out. Wait, that's a commercial. We're not going to listen to that. Man. I have so much work to do, you guys. But I'm not doing it.
While he was scheming, I was beaming in the beamer, just beaming. Can't believe that I caught my man cheating. So I found another way to make him pay for it all. So I went to Neiman Marcus on a shopping spree, and on the way I grabbed Sully and Mia. And as the cash box rang, I thought everything away. There goes the dream we used to say. There goes the time we spent away. There goes the love I had, but you cheated on me, and that's for that now. There goes the house we made a home. There goes you'll never leave me alone. For all the lies you told, this is what you own.
I didn't say that. Whatevs. What's up, y'all? Man, it's too late to be screaming, though. Like, just saying that gave me a headache. It was a brief one, but it was enough. Whew, man. What a night. What a night. I feel like I should be more stressed out by this work that I have. But I'm just looking forward to going to sleep after this, to be honest. TBQH. TBQH. To be quite honest. Yeah. I'm probably going to cough again very soon. Just letting you guys know. I've just been a little bit sick. But I think it's entirely because of stress. Entirely because of stress. But yeah, I think I'll be fine. I'll be fine. I kind of want to tell a story that I was telling a friend before. Just like a small story that as I told it, I realized that, you know, I kind of, it's therapeutic talking about it, you know, now. So I'm just going to share with you guys. So when I was about like 12 years old or something, or 11, 4, I don't know. But I went on this bike run with my dad, my sister, and my brother. I went to this bike park with a lot of hills, a lot of painfully high hills. And so we were biking, and we got to this hill part, and had to walk up it, because I'm not about to bike up, because I was a little out of shape. A little, in quotes. A lot of air quotes here. You guys can't see them, though. And, yeah, everyone else was not out of shape, and they got to the top before me. And then they just kind of went down. They went down without me as I screamed, "Please don't go without me!" Or something along those lines. So they bounced, and I got to the top, and I saw that there at the bottom was the rest of the road, and it forked in two ways, left and right. And yeah, I got to the top, and I didn't want to lose them. I didn't, because they hadn't made a decision yet. The collective crew of my brother, my sister, and my dad. And I just got the top, and then I just went down. I went down there. I rode down the hill. Very steep. A lot more steep within the experience than I foresaw. And I lost control almost immediately. My legs were off the pedals, y'all. They were off. I was wilding, as they say. Pedals spinning by themselves. I was screaming, you guys. I was screaming, "Dad. Daddy, please, help, help." And he's like, "Use the brakes." I'm sure he said it in a more caring way, but like, this story doesn't end well. So obviously I'm a little salty. But yeah, he's like, "Use the brakes." And I'm like, "What?" Because I forgot about the handbrakes, right? And sorry. And ahead of me, I see these railings on the right side, which, by the way, I choose. Well, I don't really choose. I just go there, right? Of course. And my parent, like the better human crew, chose the left side where there were no railings. And also on these railings was a sign that said, "Beware, alligators below." And I saw that. I was able to read that. I think back then I didn't have the astigmatism in both eyes yet. And I saw that from a distance, and I was like freaking out. Like, for some reason, I was more afraid of being eaten alive by these alligators than I was the more apparent, more possible injury that would be me eating, just devouring the metal railings that were quickly approaching. Well, anyways, I devoured them, ran right into them, crashed right into them. I think I was able to slow down a little bit, though, before I hurt myself. And I'm crying, I'm weeping. I'm like 7 or 11 or something like that. And but I'm weeping both out of the sheer pain of my head being sunken in by metal rods inside my skull. But also, I was also crying because I was relieved, right? I wasn't eaten alive. The railings saved me. Thanks, railings. Oh, man. Good times. Traumatic experience, though, because afterwards my dad bought us pizza, my favorite meal. And I wasn't able to eat it. I wasn't able to eat any of it. All right, I had a headache because my head was squished, kind of. And I took a bite and I threw up immediately. And that's always been a traumatic experience. This was a long time ago, y'all. I'm 22. 22 years old. I still remember every detail of this story, more or less. So there you go. That was the time I was almost eaten alive by alligators. Very exciting title. Not really accurate, I'm sure, but I don't care that much. Yeah, man. Now you know a little bit about me, Temi Oyemi. What else would you guys like to know about me, huh? If you want to call in, please don't, because I don't really know how to work this. I don't really know how to work this soundboard. I mean, I have a cheat sheet, but I wouldn't be able to. Yeah, just like text me your questions or something, or call me on my phone. Just like don't call, or you can, whatever. 617-627. I have to do this. 3800. So if you have any questions, call up. Don't call me, Boris. I'm very serious. I don't know how to work this. But yeah, let's see. What have I learned in my time? What have I gained? How have I developed in my time here at Tufts? Well, for one, I didn't really sing that much in high school, but I did sing. I was in the choir in elementary school and a little bit in middle school. But in college, I was able to like really sing more. All right, I joined gospel choir, and gotta say, I am the singing star. I am like the dim star in the night amongst the other million other stars. But I feel like I'm a good singer, is what I'm trying to say in a more elaborate way. For some reason, I feel like I gained that back within my Tufts experience. I also like to dance, did a lot of Kinaway, hip hop, other stuff that I can't remember. Did stand up, started here at Tufts. Good times. Let me see if I can pull up a joke, a PG joke, because here on WMFO, we like to keep it PG mostly. Nope, not going to tell a poop joke. Don't want to tell a poop joke right now. I think I can do the Wop Wop one. A friend suggested. Thanks, Barbara. I'll do that one. Another thing I think you guys should know about me is that I hate babies. Okay, that sounds pretty bad. I don't hate babies, all right? Let me clarify. I don't hate babies. I hate the way people react to babies, okay? You know what I'm talking about. You guys know what I'm talking about. They'll always go like, aw, you know, aw, and aw, and whoop, 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 whoop. People are always doing that. The whoop whoops are too much. Too much. So, yeah, that's the joke. You're welcome. You're welcome, Barbara. That was all Aru. That's for you. Yeah. Let's see. You guys ever dream? You guys ever have dreams? Same. I think I'd like to play one more song. One more song. A good song. A short song, ideally, so I can do a little bit more talking before I have to go. Let's see. I have a bunch of songs on my SoundCloud. You guys should follow me. My name is Temi, so just follow that, right? It's kind of late to play like all the trap music that I have. Like I just don't want to do that to you guys. I think, though, I can play this song. It's kind of like, it's trappy, kind of. It's called Be Your Girl. It's a remix by Cavalier. And it is badonks. It is bazoinkas. It's flipping flarmy. It's flarmy, y'all. You got to check it out, okay? This is Tedra Moses, Be Your Girl. Cavalier remix.
Windows 10 is
crazy. Oh, dang it. Oh, man. Oh, you see, you guys don't understand how much that ruined that, like, that entire intro, having that ad pop up. Dang it. Okay. You listen to DJ Temmy. This is the Lua Makana Show or something, aka DJ Afrocarpus. And this is Be Your Girl by Tedra Moses. Enjoy. It's freaking lit. It's such a good song. Check it out. You want me to support it? Oh my God.
Cavalier. Don't know if you got a girl. Don't mean to disrespect, but thoughts of you rule my world. I even dream of you, I swear. Visions of you and I. See you all around my way. Been meaning to say hi, but I'm just way too shy. I gotta make you see this is more than just a silly crush.
Am I right? Am I right or am I right? Oh, huh, no. Next time, The Weeknd. Oh, man. What a great song. It's my favorite song, by the way, you guys. That is my favorite song. That is my favorite genre of music, I think. Yeah. Be Your Girl. Cavalier Remix. Check it out. Hey, yeah, I just want to send good vibes. Good vibes to everyone that's, you know, struggling. Like, I get it. I get all the kind of stress. You know, I've taken all the tests, written all the stuff, problem sets, final projects, presentations. I've done it all. And it's rough. It's rough. But I kind of want to play this song real quick. It's a quick song. It's from this show that I actually love. It's called Adventure Time. It's called Everything Stays. You listen to WMFO in Medford. Is DJ Temmie. Check it out. Check it out. Gotta start from the beginning though. Okay. Check it. Check it.
Let's go in the garden. You'll find something waiting right there where you left it, lying upside down. When you finally find it, you'll see how it's faded. The underside is lighter when you turn it around. Everything stays right where you left it. Everything stays, but it still changes ever so slightly.